Welcome back to the Broken Lights Bar.
Yeah. What an intro.
Thank
can,
you.
Can you sing, like, introduce me?
On my right is Nathan Urias, my co-host.
You just said my whole government name. Now they all know.
I don't think that's a secret.
It is.
Isn't that, like, on your Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. You know, I kind of just want to get into this.
All right, let's get into it.
From going from, like, what I just did.
We were about to watch porn right now.
No, we weren't. It was a joke.
You have two YouTube tabs open now.
Yeah, I do.
Remember what my dad said? Okay, lo-fi beats.
Yeah, okay, I understand. I heard your dad. I'm going to just, like, cut out the times that we're watching on the audio. So if you're listening on the audio... Oh, also, welcome back to the Broken Light Bulb.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 71. 70. We're 71. Late. No, it's 70.
Is it?
Yeah, we're late, but that's okay because we're still here.
Yeah.
There's this whole challenge on TikTok. It's old, but people will go look at runs that, like, Ariana Grande did and try to copy the run.
Yeah.
I want to do that with you.
Oh, my God. Can we just talk about real quick? Your recent searches are hilarious.
Yeah, it's
how to do stick and pell flooring, and then I'm sad.
Oh, it's a song I like to play to Blanca when she's being mean to me.
And then Trisha Paytas.
Yeah, because she's pregnant right now.
And then Dua Lipa, Elton John.
Yeah, that's not me.
And then Tick Tick Boom lyrics. It's a good song.
Yeah.
Tick 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 Boom.
No, not the same
different
song.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, so Ariana Grande. All right, so we're going to listen to Ariana Grande's runs, and we're going to try to copy them.
You are insane.
All right, you ready?
Sure.
Terrible. All right. Hit me with that. Hit me with that.
Hell no. I don't even know what she just did.
All right, I got you. I got you.
Yeah, that was a little extra. Why did she do that?
I need you to do yours.
Play it again. I gotta hear it again.
All right, let's go back. How do you go back a little bit?
Hit the back arrow. Look at her jaw.
All right, you got that?
One more time.
One more time.
I gotta hear it one more time. All right. That was good. What the fuck are we doing?
I don't think that was good. Let's try another.
I don't want to do another one. I really don't.
Oh, baby.
That one was easier.
Oh, baby.
But you got to get the beginning part, too. That was good. Thanks. That was good. All right, ready, ready?
Oh, 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 baby.
You know what she reminds me of?
Your mouth is comedy.
You know what she reminds me of? The little fish. You know when you play that fishing game when they're going in a circle and they're all, like, opening their mouth?
That's what
she kind of reminds me of. All right, one more.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's go somewhere in the middle.
Her breath is ridiculous.
Yo, how'd she do that?
That was long.
All right, go.
I don't remember it.
Okay,
well, I was too enamored. That's a good word, huh?
Yeah.
No shot, bro. This is what you wanted to do? This is the just, one thing that you had?
No, this just came into my mind right now. You got to try this one.
I don't even remember.
All right, one more time, and then you got to do it.
Jesus Christ. How does she do that?
All right, hit me.
Fire!
Yo, honestly?
I'm not bad.
That wasn't a bad one. That was kind of good.
I am Ariana Grande. What if I was this whole time?
Yo, kind of like how Stan's dad is... what's her name?
What are you talking about?
Lord from South Park.
Oh, Stan's I didn't see
dad,
that.
Stan's dad is Lord in South Park. Talking about Lord, have you seen the recent like?
Yo, TikToks she's weird.
Her? She is so funny. Wait, let's watch.
She them. Is so weird. She has like an obsession with shushing people.
It is so funny.
It's so weird.
And it's always on the same song.
And she doesn't sing that good. This is so... That doesn't sound good. It's the rider in the dark. I'm begging the same. Kiss the rider in the dark. Why does she do that? It's the rider in the dark. She's all shh. She doesn't sound good.
Honestly, she sounds horrible.
It sounds better with the crowd.
Imagine going to a Lord concert, paying money to go see her.
Your favorite artist.
Just to be singing along and her go like, yo, shut the fuck up.
And she just goes,
the rider in the dark.
That's so weird, bro. Like, I keep seeing that on TikTok, and it's so fucking... Someone said she has a kink.
A kink for shushing. And I've seen, like, a lot of people are, like stans of her.
Yeah.
So I'm getting their accounts, too, because I'm really, like... I'm,
you're
like...
invested.
I'm invested in this, and I'm getting the stans, and they're all like, y'all don't show her good side, and it's, like, her just singing normally. But she's still out here shushing her people. Fans.
Did you ever see that video of that girl that pissed on that guy at the concert?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, sprayed him.
She had to put out an apology video.
Yeah, he should put in an apology. He was laying down with his mouth open.
Yeah, at that point, there's nothing to apologize. He gave the man what he wanted. You gave the man exactly what he needed.
Creep.
That's scary.
And she pissed hard.
Would you let someone piss on you?
No.
Okay, let me give you this scenario.
All right. How much money?
No. There's no money involved.
All right.
You are in like a committed 10-year married relationship.
Okay.
Your wife comes at you. You guys are doing the nasty. Okay. And she hits you with, hey, baby, I want to pee on you.
That's fine. 10 years, I don't care about myself anymore.
Yeah, like at that point.
Shit on me. No, that's where I
draw
the line.
That's where I kind of draw the line.
I would never, I'm not one to kink shame, but poop.
Poop?
Gross.
Why? How does that turn you on?
How do you get to that point?
How?
Because I think most kinks are, born from something, right? Like, mm-hmm. trauma or, whatever. But how do you get to a shit fetish?
I don't even know.
I heard Odell Beckham likes to be pooped on.
Really?
Yeah, dude. He had girls, Instagram models, sending him sexy poop videos.
Yo.
Where they're, rubbing their nipples and shitting at the same time.
You know what, my biggest issue with that is? It's, you never know how a poop's going to come out.
Oh, my God, no.
So, it's, you could be expecting a nice, solid, round stone.
And get a squirt.
You can get a creamy...
Or the little snakes. Snow cone. You know little snakes?
Yeah.
Dude. Those.
And it's with pee, I feel you can kind of be all right, pee down here.
Oh, yeah.
You know? With poop, it can shoot.
Yeah, it can go wherever.
It can shoot right at you.
Yeah.
There has been times where I'm sitting on my toilet and there's poop on the back of my, on my back because it sprayed so much. And I'm how do I wipe back there?
We can't go one day without talking about poop. You ever have those poops where it feels like marbles?
Yeah.
It's
coming out of you.
Yo, the other day, it was yesterday, I was at work, and I was about to leave, and I was I need to shit before I leave because I got a long drive home. So I go into the bathroom, and there's another guy in the stall, and I'm I'm not going to be obnoxious, right? Mm. So I'm trying to let out a little bit at a time. I knew it wasn't going to be good. I had Taco Bell. I knew it wasn't going to be good, so I was trying to let out a little at a time, and then I sneezed.
Oh, shit.
And as soon as I sneezed, my shit was louder than my sneeze.
Oh, my God.
I was oh, man. And I heard the guy next to me laugh. I was bro, come on, don't laugh at my shit. I was so embarrassed.
See, I don't have an issue with that. I let it all out.
You do? You're that guy?
Yeah, I fucking, I'll go into the toilet, and both stalls next to me are full. So we skipped this. How are you, Nathan?
I'm doing great, man. Thank God Blanca can't hear us right now.
Yeah.
We had some coffee before this, and we took 2 hours to set up this.
Literally podcast. 2 hours. We're on TikTok live.
It's 9:50. I got here at 8:30.
Yeah.
Just about.
An hour to set up.
We met at the coffee shop. We got here at like 8:30. Yeah. It was an hour to set up and start recording.
Yeah, we're kind of on one today. Yeah. It kind of works, though. I kind of think we should get coffee every single time. Too. Yeah.
I feel good.
Yeah.
I'm nice and awake.
All right. So I have something to share with you.
Okay.
All right. So this, me and Blanca have very like opposite opinions on this.
Okay.
I have to find it.
Again, opposite opinions.
Yeah. Me and her just live with opposite opinions.
It's yin and yang.
Yeah. Two opposites make a positive.
Is that what the saying is?
I think so.
I don't think that's
two positives make a negative. No,
that's
two negatives make a positive.
What the fuck? Oh, all what's right. My next bite?
Yeah. So you have this sandwich.
Okay.
Sides 1, 2, and 3. The one's like the left side. 3's the bottom side. 2 is that juicy middle. Yeah. What is your next bite?
So my next bite is going to be 3.
3?
Yeah. I'm not biting 2.
No, yeah. 2's.
So there's a reason I'm not biting 2, though. If you bite the middle of this...
Oh, shit. Sorry.
If you bite the middle... What is going on? Why is there a picture of me?
Wait, I lost it. Okay.
Okay, so here's my thing. So the reason I'm not biting the middle... So when you're eating a sandwich, right, you don't eat it straight across. I never do.
No.
The reason I'm not biting the middle is because I have a beard.
Oh.
That mayo...
Will get on your beard?
All over. If I bite the middle, 1 and 3 are going to be on the sides of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
I'm eating mayo, ham, cheese all in my beard. That's gross.
See, I picked 3 too, but for a totally different reason.
Why?
So 2 is obviously the
two
juiciest.
2 is the wrong. It's the juiciest, but
it's the juiciest bite. Like, you want that bite.
Yeah.
But the moment you take that bite, you're left with motherfucking 1 and 3. Who the fuck wants that?
That's true.
So you take 3, and then you eat around 2. So that your last bite is a circular juicy.
I was about
piece.
To ask you. I was about to ask you if you strategically eat food.
Oh hell yeah!
So I do that too. So I'll like if I'm eating like last night I had a burger and fries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like places never give you enough fries.
No,
ever.
No.
So I was eating my burger, and I was eating my fries, and I was like strategically leaving enough fries so that with my last bite of burger I will have fry as well.
Yeah,
I have to. Like, yeah. I have to strategically do that. It's
what I like to do is place the fries on my burger and
see,
just
I don't
eat
do that.
All that together.
But sandwich, I put chips in it.
Mm.
So I've been eating. Nice I've been on a sandwich kick lately. Yeah. I've been eating subs all the time. So I'll open it up and just pour my chips in there, almost a whole bag, and then crush it and then eat it like that. It's
that's
so fucking good.
With burgers, one thing I really like to do is I'll eat them like regular. And then I'll flip them upside down.
Yo,
and then
I eat
I'll
my burgers
eat
upside down sometimes too.
Because they taste different.
Yo, you know what my brother does? Is like he squeezes it like it's trying to run from him. Like he'll get a burger like this big and it'll be flat while he's eating it. Like
but,
he squishes
okay.
it.
It makes sense because flat is better.
How?
In general, flat is better. Like flat food has the best texture.
Thank you for saying food. I was like, flat everything.
I don't know what you're trying to get
like
at.
Like a flat butt is not cool.
Okay, okay, yeah, but I'm talking food. Flat food has the best texture out of all food.
I disagree. Like I like biting into a burger and it being like...
No, because then you can't get the whole fucking thing in your mouth.
Oh,
and then
I
it's
can.
Fluffy.
I can.
It's fluffy, though.
That's good.
No.
Last night I had a burger. It was like bottom bun and patty were probably about this big. Then it was 3 onion rings and then top bun. That shit was literally like this big.
Oh.
It's fire.
You know, you want to hear like an unpopular opinion?
You don't like onion rings?
No. The fucking Whopper.
Trash?
It's trash.
Burger King is trash.
No, okay, but what the fuck's the point of putting a piece of bread inside
that's not
the
a Whopper.
Which one's that?
It's a Big Mac.
Okay, so Big Mac.
Yeah, that's I've never had one.
I don't get the whole point of putting a giant piece of bread in the middle of a burger.
Me neither. I absolutely do not understand that.
It's like
fucking gross.
I have never bit into a burger and was like, I need another piece of bread.
Yeah, no. I've thankfully I've never had that. But Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
Yeah, gross.
Why can you get 10 nuggets for $1?
Why can you get tacos at Burger King?
No, you can't.
You can get tacos.
Did you see that video of, you know Theo Von?
No.
You don't know him?
No.
Is that his name? I think that's his name. He's like a, I don't know what the fuck he does, but he's just like super popular on fucking like.
TikTok?
Like just social media in general. He's like he's like a comedian or something. And so he was like talking to some guy on his podcast about Burger King. And it was fucking hilarious. I'm going to find that. Did you see that video of Demi Lovato when they asked her what her favorite dish is? Mm-mm. They asked her what her favorite dish is, right? She's getting interviewed by someone British. So they're like, oh, what's your favorite dish? Uh-huh. So what would your answer be?
Lasagna.
So she goes, I like mugs. I like mugs because you can hold warm stuff in it and they look really cool.
Demi Lovato doesn't make sense to me.
Demi Lovato? No, yeah. I was crying when I saw that. She's like, I really like mugs.
They.
Sorry.
They said.
When they said that. Yeah. They said, I really like mugs. And then the interviewer was just like, just looking at her. I mean, them. Fuck.
It's so hard.
I'm really not trying to get canceled.
No, but did you see when they were like, they went to a frozen yogurt stand and they walked in and they saw like low-cal frozen yogurt. And they went on Instagram and put up a whole story about how it's fat phobic for a yogurt place to sell low fat yogurt.
Demi Lovato?
Yeah.
Bro, what? Do you remember Poot Lovato?
No.
Google Poot Lovato. It was just this picture that went viral of them. That was hard. Poot Lovato right there. American singer.
I like how that goes straight to her account.
Go to images. It's that first picture is Poot Lovato. That's such a bad picture, bro.
She looks like a potato.
If I was a celebrity and a picture like that came out of me, I would cry. No, but look, quit. This is the video. Have you ever seen this guy?
No.
Theo Vaughn?
Cast it to my screen. Are you connected to my
I'm
Wi-Fi?
I'm not connected to your Wi-Fi. Give me your
Send
Wi-Fi.
Send it to me. Send it to me.
Okay. It's really fucking funny. But he's like interviewing some guy about, and the guy's like talking to him about Burger King. And it's fucking hilarious. I was watching it and I was crying laughing. But yeah, 10 nuggets for a dollar. No way that's safe.
No, but they're good.
Like, I haven't had Burger King, honestly, in probably like probably longer than that. Probably 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, I won't eat it. Dude, I don't trust it, bro.
I lived on Burger King for like a good like 6 months.
Fuck that.
Because they had this deal that it was two chicken sandwiches, like long ones, and two sets of fries for $5.
I'm not going to lie, their chicken fries are pretty good. Actually, yeah. It's probably been like 5 years since I've had it, but their chicken fries are pretty good.
Dude, you know, I take complete credit for them having chicken fries again.
Why?
So when I was a kid, I really, really loved chicken fries.
Okay.
But eventually they got discontinued, right?
Right.
Literally the saddest day of my life.
Yeah, it was super sad.
So I emailed them and I said, hey, I am Jonas. I am however years old I am. I really love your chicken fries. Your chicken fries were literally the best thing on your menu. Dude, like 2 months later, chicken fries back on the menu.
No way you did that.
I did that.
No.
That
did
was
you see
me.
That Doja Cat brought back the Mexican pizza?
No.
Taco Bell?
Oh, with her little wrap?
She just brought it back. I don't know. Mm. But it's all coming right back. My dad is hype.
Burger King, they got that deal. 10 nuggets for a buck.
Now, I've heard of a deal before. A deal is something where you're getting something good. This sounds like a risk.
Found out why. Deal, I pooped my pants, man. I pooped my pants real bad. So I don't know if I can ever trust Burger King again. I mean, they're a fine establishment. I don't want to throw any shade.
You don't want to throw any shade, dude. Those guys just took a dollar from you, and then you shit yourself for them. Is that business? What kind of business you like to get involved in, huh? Here's an idea, dude. Why don't you give me $40 and then go cut your f***ing arm off?
All right. I agree. But also, if you're shitting yourself over 10 nuggets, that's a you problem,
I
too.
I would shit myself.
Okay, yeah, because obviously you have the same issue. You have poop problems.
No, but that's so funny, though. You gave them a dollar and then you shit yourself. You paid a dollar to shit yourself.
Yo, I pay Chipotle multiple times $15 to shit myself.
And I go all out every time I get Chipotle.
Oh, me too, dude.
I get all three salsas.
Yeah, same. All three. I get everything but the corn. I don't care about the corn.
Yeah, nobody wants corn.
Corn's going to go right through me anyways.
Corn is trash.
Corn is stupid.
But it's good.
No.
I like corn like on the cob, like buttered up.
Won't fuck with that. I like it if you make it into like a batter and make pancakes out of it.
Corn?
Yeah, corn pancakes. They're called cachapas.
Oh, like cornbread.
No, pancakes.
No, but like cornbread is.
No, pancakes.
Is cornbread made of corn? It is.
I would think so.
It is. Thank you. Can we talk about the fact that you have two different socks on? And so do I.
I literally always have two different socks on.
Look at my feet. What if I just did the whole podcast like this?
That'd be
like
gross.
Like that guy on TikTok? Yo, TikTok lives are getting worse. Mm-hmm. So much worse. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be scrolling, just like funny video, sports video, girl on a treadmill with her titties bouncing on live. Funny video. Like, it's just, or like guy peeling an egg.
Dude, I hate that one. I watch the shit out of those.
I hate those videos.
You know what my least favorite are? The ones where it's like a girl, she's sitting there, and then it's like, I will bark for every rose you give me. And she's just going there like, woof, 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 woof.
It's so fucking weird. Or do you ever see the one where this kid is like playing like Rocket League or something, and he's like crying? And he's like, every time you donate, I delete a game. He's like, stop! Stop donating!
No, it's the ones where it's like him playing Snake. And then it's like, if you donate, I mess up. And it's like, guys, stop donating! I don't like it! You guys are going to make me lose! Guys, stop donating! And then all these fucking dumb kids are emptying their parents' bank accounts into this one dude's life.
It's so fucking annoying. I hate... When I see the egg one, though, I genuinely get mad. Because it's a loop!
Oh, really?
Bro, there's no way this guy's peeling an egg every day.
Dude, I think if he's good at it, like, he could do it every single day.
This guy has to have a job.
Maybe that is his job. Maybe he's a professional egg peeler.
I hate those ones where I'm scrolling and then I'll get a random video and it's like, someone said if I give them head, they'll give me a Nike sweater. And then you check the comments and it's like, look at his live. And you look at his live, he's wearing a Nike sweater. I'm like, God damn it, bro.
I love those.
I hate those. They're so good, like at like clickbait. I hate it. And then, you know which ones I will watch for hours is the guys doing like ping pong, like trick shots.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yo, one time I watched one of those for 45 minutes straight.
Did he ever get it?
No. my phone died. I was watching it for so long, my phone shut off. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I have something I show you. Like, okay. There's this subsection of TikTok that's probably my favorite subsection, and it's people singing really bad.
I'm so scared to see. Why is there Mike Wazowski?
Dude.
Why is there Pearl?
I tried so hard
in the gym.
Yo. In the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. In the end.
Yo, homie's at the gym singing his heart out.
You know what the funniest part of this is?
What?
That looks like Valentine.
Dude, it does.
That looks like Valentine.
And this is his whole account.
I put my trust.
People are around him getting their reps in. And he's just singing.
Do you
his
get secondhand embarrassment
out.
From this kind of stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I kind of like, I live for it. Dude.
I hate it.
Like,
it
the
hurts.
Feeling of cringe? Ugh. I think that's my favorite feeling.
Yeah, I don't cringe very often, but shit like that makes me fucking cringe.
I love it. And dude, like.
Yo, he has 9 likes.
Yeah, but his other ones have hella views and likes. Like, this one's. Not really.
Bro, we've gotten more views than this guy.
Yeah, but. This guy that, sucks. I mean.
That's funny because that means that you, like, randomly discovered, like.
Oh, dude.
He has 300 followers. It's not like he's, like, famous.
And yeah, no. I get people with, like, 1 like, and I love it.
Me too.
Like,
sometimes those are the funniest videos.
TikTok knows how much I love cringe. So, it feeds me it, dude.
Yo,
like,
my algorithm is so fucked up. When I first got on TikTok, it's like you're trying to start your algorithm. Then it was just all car shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, like, a lot of sports, but then just the most random shit ever.
Dude, mine's just cringe.
Mine is so fucking weird. Like,
oh, but have you... So, I know you mentioned the like, Pearl and the SpongeBob.
Yeah,
have you
the
seen these?
No, I haven't seen those.
Oh, my
those?
God. Wait, let me show
scared.
You. This is literally the best Lovato's trend on TikTok here. Right now. All right.
What the fuck? Ew, no way, you scrawny stoner. Zoinks. Let's go. Like, we need to hit the gym. Like, zoink scoop, how much creatine did you put in here? What the fuck? Why are they buff as hell?
So they got shot down, so now they need to get buff as fuck.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
No,
also,
oh, this
that
one,
just
dude.
Said Sperm Monday. Oh my god. Ew, what the
that's
fuck?
SpongeBob.
Is that SpongeBob?
Yeah, buff.
Yeah, Sponge. Damn, hold up. Pearl's thick as hell.
Pearl can get it.
Pearl can definitely get it.
That's the best trend on TikTok
right now.
That is
scary. I don't like that at all. I don't like people that can draw very well.
Dude,
and they abuse it.
To get these like cartoon characters and then make them anatomically correctly buff.
Yo, but also
is amazing.
Like what bothers me is like people who make like cartoon porn.
Okay, yeah.
What's going on?
That's one thing I don't understand. So me and Blanca, we'll be watching like Avatar Last Airbender or some shit like that. Yeah. And then just randomly we'll come up with the question like, is there like TOF porn?
Yes, you know? There is.
And then we Google it.
There absolutely
and
is.
And not only is there like drawings of it, there's full on comics.
There's videos.
Yeah, like why are people taking their time to draw these like underage cartoon characters naked?
Yeah. Like there is anything that you can think of, there's probably a porn for.
Yeah.
It's so fucking weird.
No, I mean, isn't Rule 34 of the internet, right? That's what it's called. Rule 34.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, it says, if it exists, there is porn on it.
There probably is.
And if there isn't porn on it, it is your job to make the porn. So, like, for you and me, there's no porn on the internet of you and me. But we can make it.
We're not doing that.
Oh.
Unless.
Patreon.com!
We knew what was gonna happen. Oh,
but yeah, it's kind of gross, dude. Cause I remember being a kid and like going on porn sites and like looking up my favorite porn stars, yeah, you know. Sure. And then in the advertisement on the always right is like Family Guy's Peter Griffin's giant cock staring
huge,
at me,
bro.
Massive,
just raw.
Homie's like dick is the size of him.
Yeah, bro. Homer had a fat penis too.
Yeah, and it's crazy because like. The dudes, their cocks would be out. But the girls, it would always just be like their cleavage. Like their girls wouldn't be drawn out. You know? So
which makes me think that there were guys.
Yeah, guys
who
out
have
here.
Never seen tits. Because they don't know how to draw them.
But they love drawing cocks.
My family listens to the show. I hate this. I have to have conversations with my family sometimes about the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Like my uncle loves to bring it up.
Yeah,
and it's fucking embarrassing.
Because
we were at Easter with my family, and my uncle brought up the fact that remember when I talked about like shitting like diarrhea and shit with Jack in the Box at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
he brought that up, and I was just like, "Bro, come on, my grandma's right here."
That's a bad part of this. And now you're gonna be hanging out at your like family's house on someone's birthday, and they're gonna be like, yo, that cartoon porn though.
That's the worst part about this show, is that we started this just to do it.
Yeah. And then we got people actually watching. Yeah.
Like what we wanted to happen, and I'm not happy about it.
No, yeah. And that's why we only do it every other week now.
I hate it. I really hate it.
You ever got off to like cartoon porn? Or?
Nope. Next topic, please.
What's the weirdest thing you ever got off to?
We're not doing this.
You know what's the weirdest thing I've ever seen on like porn?
What?
So I was watching, it was like normal porn, right? And like the dude was hitting the girl from the back and they were in like a bakery.
A bakery?
Yeah, they were in a bakery doing it.
Okay.
And out of nowhere, the dude grabs a cupcake and just shoves it in the girl, like in her butt. Like full on just like
that's fire.
Dude, nothing in that like video would have led me to think that was gonna happen. Like it was caught me completely by surprise. And I was literally like went from like this to I was confused, scarred. I was 13. The fuck? I didn't think things could go up there like that. So I heard this theory.
Okay.
And it's kinda like freaking me out.
Yo,
lately.
That coffee is sitting in my stomach like a brick.
Let it out. All right, so.
I just farted 3 times back to back to back.
The theory is that you never actually die.
Okay.
So, you know every time that you're like driving on the street and you almost get in a car crash?
Yeah.
You actually got in that car crash and you died.
And just
but instead of dying, you went into a different reality.
You watched that movie.
No, it's not this movie. So it's saying that every time that you die, you get pushed into a different reality.
Okay.
And so we never really die. We just always just go into something else, and that's why things feel different all the time. Like every year it feels different. Like I don't feel like we live in the same world as we lived in like 10 years ago.
You know why?
Why?
Because we are advancing as a people. Technology and
yeah, but how do you know that technology is the same technology from the other reality where you died?
Because I don't think that's a real thing.
I don't know. I could see it happening. Things like the...
Can I ask?
What?
Where'd you hear this?
On TikTok.
I knew that was the answer.
Like things like, what's it called? The... Not the Helen Keller. The... What the fuck is it called?
The Mandela effect?
The Mandela effect. Things like the Mandela effect.
The Helen Keller effect. Remember that other clip that we had of Helen Keller?
Yes, we did. The Mandela effect, things like that could be because every time we die, we don't die.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
But how do you not know it's true? Do you not believe in like alternate realities?
No.
Why not?
Because why would there be alternates? This is enough.
How do you know this is enough?
Okay, well, obviously we don't know, but like... Like, what do you think happens? We're going to get into this. What do you think happens when you die? Like, for real?
Nothing.
Me neither.
I think, like, we just die. That's I think we, like, become part of the ocean or something.
Huh? Okay. You want to be buried or cremated? I don't give a fuck.
I want to be buried.
I don't care. I'm dead. Now I got to make a decision?
No. Make the decision beforehand.
I don't care.
You know what I would really like? Which I joke about a lot, but honestly, the more I joke about it, the more I like the idea of it. Is I would like to be stuffed, like full on stuffed, and I just want to sit at like the dining room table
for the rest of
for eternity.
That's disgusting. I saw this thing that I think it's like Eskimos or something. Like when they know they're gonna die, like they're super old, like they'll just walk away, just leave. So then everyone doesn't know
if they're when alive or how dead.
They died. They know they died because they're like they knew that it was coming, but they just leave.
Damn.
And then they just. You don't know when or how or where. You just know that they're gone.
I kind of would like to do that.
I want to be on a wooden boat
mm-hmm.
and with a bunch of gasoline, right?
Mm.
And I'm out in the ocean, and I'm waving goodbye to my whole family, and you're there, right?
And then it catches on fire?
I want you to shoot a bow and arrow on fire.
Ooh, fuck.
Straight into the boat, and then I just burst into flames.
Dude, I'll do that tomorrow if you want me to.
I'll do that in here.
Yeah, dude, that's patreon.com. No, but I think
we get 30 patrons.
I think I'd want to be buried.
I don't really care
because I like the idea of like being eaten by animals, like worms and shit.
That's weird.
I like being nutrients. I like they gave me nutrients, so I want to be nutrients.
Worms didn't give you anything.
I've probably eaten a worm or two.
Have you ever eaten a fly?
Yeah.
One time I was talking right down my throat.
Yeah, and you feel like you're dying.
You ever eaten ants? I think we've had that conversation.
Yeah,
I see.
And my sister would like let them like crawl down her throat, so I did that too. Worst experience of my life.
Please tell me it's Agatha.
Yeah.
What a fucking psychopath. She let ants crawl down her throat.
Yeah, when she was little, she would just put them on her tongue and then they'd go all the way down.
Did she ever go to a mental hospital?
No.
She should have.
Yeah, she used to eat paper too, which she denies because her eating paper led to me eating paper. And she says that I'm the one that did it. I'm like, no, you did it first.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten that's like not edible?
I don't know. I put a lot of shit in my mouth. I ate like one of those, you know, those green little army soldiers?
You ate one?
Yeah, but I like broke it into pieces and then I ate it.
Why?
And then I felt them coming out of my butt afterwards.
Was it sharp?
Yeah, that's it disgusting. Cut me.
I ate a dog bacon treat.
Oh, those are good sometimes.
I threw up.
Really?
I almost ate Kai's treat earlier because it smelled so good. It smelled like a little piece of salami.
Okay, so I bought Kai this like special diet food like for dogs with shitty stomachs.
Yeah.
And they're thick ass, like juicy pieces. I needed to try it. I needed to. They looked so good. And I ate it and it was good. Like I liked it.
It's gross.
And I would do it again.
My dad used to have dog food that had like banana chips in it. And my sister's like, he made my sisters eat it one time. They're just dried banana chips and they just ate it out of the dog food.
I was at Blanca's house one time and her dad walks in with like a bag of like little box of like snacks and he's just like munching on them and they were dog treats. He's like, they taste a little weird.
Oh, yeah. How did my dad not get CPS called on him? He's having us eating dog food.
Hey.
I'm just kidding, Dad.
At least you're eating.
That's true, actually.
All right, let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here so I can go golf.
Yeah.
I'm a golfer now.
Nathan's a little white guy now.
My dad got me into golf. I went golfing in a polo.
Ugh, you're fucking gross.
I'm going to go again right now. I'm going to have fun.
All right. Well, thanks for watching, guys.
Whoa.
That's cute.
Are we going to kiss?
Yeah. We're going to fuck on Patreon. next.
No, we're not.
So go subscribe to Patreon and OnlyFans.
You guys know where to find us.
Yeah, everywhere.
BrokenLightbulb.com.
TikTok.
That's the most important one. Run us up on TikTok.
Get us
to
10K.
Creator fund.
Yeah, get us to 10K Woo. Followers, please and thank you.
What are we at, like 8?
8.6.
Someone asked me the other day, and I was like, oh, I think we're at like 4.
No, we're at 8. Yeah.
It's crazy. Run us up on TikTok. That's what we need.
Yep.
Love you guys.
Bye.